Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I move House Bill 75 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill comes from your Audit Management Committee. This was a topic a year or 18 months ago. We looked at all the professional licensing boards. As it turned out, the bigger ones do have some audit procedures in place, and they pay for their audits with your normal accounting firms to get those done. But the smaller boards that don't have a lot of money, pretty much were kind of running pretty loosely. So now the audit department of state government will be able to audit those folks periodically and try to assess them an appropriate amount that doesn't impact their budgets too much. So I ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any opposition? Any opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart excused. Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer excused. Halverson. Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye. Yagi. Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz excused. Nicholas excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen. Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson, excused, Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Clem, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 2 no, 9 excused.
Having received an affirmative two-thirds majority of the House, House Bill Number 75 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 77. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 77 from Representative Summers, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 77 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill would allow counties and the Department of Revenue the option to notify taxpayers of the assessed value of a property by electronic notification if the taxpayer requests notification by electronic means. This bill is completely voluntary both for the taxing agent and the taxpayer. All information transmitted is public information, which alleviates concern about electronic theft of personal information. It will create efficiencies in government practices in a time of reduced budgets. This bill provides for a reliable method of delivery at a time when standard mail service is becoming more unreliable. Thank you.
Any opposition? Any opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Allen,
aye.
Baker,
aye.
Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart excused, Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly excused, Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Greer excused, Halverson,
aye.
Harshman excused, Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz excused, Nicholas excused, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson, excused. Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 8 excused.
House Bill 77 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 79. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 79 from Representative Lindholm, an act relating to cities and towns.
Representative Lindholm, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 79 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, what this piece of legislation does, and as you can see, it's a fairly short piece of legislation. It just has a repealer in it for Title 15-4-110. Specifically, what we're looking at is the recall statute, and the only place it exists in statute in the state of Wyoming, and that is for a commission form of municipal government. There is no such municipal form of government in the state of Wyoming. It doesn't exist. Nobody does this. So really, it's a kind of a waste of paper, so to speak. So that's why I'm running it. Furthermore, if you do look at the actual statute 15-4-110, actually does set the bar pretty high, even for a recall election, even if there was a commission form of a municipal government. 25% of the registered electors have to be on a petition, yet we only require 5% to raise taxes. So even then, it's a good statute to get rid of, even if we do look forward into the future of putting a recall statute in place. And with that, I'll stand for questions.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on House Bill 79. Two-thirds votes required for introduction. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger. Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart, excused. Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly, excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay, excused. Greer, excused. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman, excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller. Moniz, excused. Nicholas, excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pennell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson, excused. Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi? Aye to no. Are there any other? Madden? Aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 8 no, 8 excused.
House Bill 79 has passed introduction. Is assigned to committee number... Can't read my own writing. 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 93 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to municipalities and counties.
Representative Petroff, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 93. This bill is designed to give flexibility to local governments. So currently, in Title 15, Chapter 10 is about housing projects. 115 says that the governing body can either keep housing project powers, or they can appoint a housing authority board and give the powers to them. And all we're seeking to do in this bill is to allow the governing board to keep some of the powers and give the powers they choose to give to the housing authority. So keep some for the governing body, give some to the housing authority. It's probably implied in the legislation, but we'd like to have it implicit in the legislation. The second part of the bill has to do with board size. We allow up to 5 members if it's a single governing body or a five member or more governing body. We'd like to allow that same flexibility if there are 2, 3, or 4 governing bodies. That's super clear, I'm sure. I ask for your favorable vote. Thanks.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on introduction of House Bill 93. 2/3 votes required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart excused. Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Greer excused. Halverson. Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller. Moniz excused. Nicholas excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Pinnell.
No.
Breeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Stebson excused. Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Blackburn, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 19 no, 8 excused.
House Bill 93 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 39. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 39 from Representative Greer, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative Northrup, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 39, ask for your favorable consideration. As you remember, last year we did a Z endorsement into the license so that farmers and ranchers and fire people could get a license with minimal testing and make it easier. This is the speeding fine that's according with that on page 2, line 4. You will see that it says 26,000 pounds. When we did that bill, we upped that to 39,000 pounds. So this is essentially just a cleanup bill to get that all put together. I ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on House Bill 39. Introduction, 2/3 votes required. The chief clerk will will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart excused. Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly excused. Dayton. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Greer excused. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz excused. Nicholas excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson excused. Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harvey, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 3 no, 8 excused.
House Bill 39 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 89. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 89 from Representative Eklund, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative Eklund, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 89. Last session, we passed a bill that allowed an exemption for agriculture and firefighters that the federal government carved out of the federal transportation law years ago. This raises the GVW on trucks and trailers from 39,000, which we passed last year, to 60,001 GVW for non-commercial Class C licenses. This is the next weight break for these vehicles. I bring this in increments to hopefully get everyone in compliance that are using these vehicles, not knowing that they are out of compliance with state law. If introduced, we can explain why it is safer and less damaging to our roads and highways as well. I watch these industries being burdened by regulations that they don't have the time or the teams of lawyers to fight. We can do little about the federal overreach, but this is a chance to reduce regulation coming from state government. The CDL process requires drug testing and logbooks. The vehicles I speak of are generally not used more than a few hundred miles per year. We've seen no problems with the law passed last year. Help me correct this problem we have in state regulations. Thank you.
Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on introduction of House Bill 89. Two-thirds vote, two-thirds majority is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart, excused. Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly, excused. Dayton. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay, excused. Greer, excused. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman, excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz, excused. Nicholas, excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson, excused. Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 2 no, 8 excused.
House Bill 89 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 82. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 82 from Representative Larson, an act relating to labor and employment.
Representative Larson, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move House Bill 82 and ask for your favorable consideration. Last year, we passed a bill, folks, that allowed, if an employee quit or was dismissed, their next pay period would be at the regularly scheduled payroll. That created some problems for some of the larger employers that had collective bargaining agreements with their employees. And so we would like to amend that language to show that that language we passed last year would stay in place unless there was a collective bargaining agreement between the employer and the employee. Thank you.
Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition? We're voting on House Bill 82, introduction, two-thirds votes required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart excused. Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly excused. Dayton. Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Greer excused. Halverson.
No.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Moniz
excused. Nicholas excused. Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson excused. Throne.
No.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 8 no, 8 excused.
House Bill 82 is passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 76 from Representative Harvey, an act relating to public health and safety.
Representative Chairman Harvey, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 76 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a really good health bill that costs the state no money. In fact, it saves the state money. When I'm going to give you a scenario, and it is what applies to this bill. So you decide to move away to Pennsylvania, but your parents are here. And your mother falls and breaks a hip, and your father is unable to take care of her. So you need a caregiver, someone who, if she's ready to be discharged, someone who will see to her needs. So this caregiver doesn't have a right to talk to the doctor because of HIPAA laws. This bill gives the hospitals a responsibility to allow caregivers who are not guardians, who are not direct descendants or close family members. So it could be a neighbor, it could be a cousin, it could be a sibling, it could be a lot of different people, but they agree to go in and take care of your mother while she is unable to care for herself. So what it, in essence, what it does is they'd be allowed to go to physical therapy, and get the instructions on that. They get all of the discharge instructions so that there would be more eyes looking in on your mother when you were unable to attend.
Does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we're voting on introduction of House Bill 76. Two-thirds majority is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart excused. Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly excused.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Greer excused. Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz excused. Nicholas excused. Northrup. Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson, excused. Throne, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer, Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer, Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 8 excused.
House Bill 76 has passed introduction and is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 78 from Representative Summers, an act relating to hospitalization of mentally ill persons.
Representative Summers, 2 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 78 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, I bring you House Bill 78, Involuntary Commitment Detention Options. In my county, we do not have a hospital to house detainees being held for involuntary commitment evaluation for the 72 hours of county responsibility. And other counties have medical facilities which will not house detainees. These counties have to take the detainees to other counties at a considerable expense. This bill goes into Title 25 at 25-10-109 and examines Section D, which states the person shall not be detained in a non-medical facility used for detention of persons charged with or convicted of penal offenses except in extreme emergency or if there are no other reasonable alternatives. What does reasonable alternative mean? Counties might have the ability to adapt a room at their detention facilities, but there is no definition of reasonable alternatives. This bill would define reasonable alternatives on line 9, page 2, and it says, for the purpose of this subsection, causes for determining that no other reasonable alternative exists includes but are not limited to situations where there are no hospitals or other suitable facilities in the county of detention or no hospitals or other suitable facilities in the county of detention that accept persons for detentions pursuant to this act. I place a clarification on line 3 to ensure that no person shall be detained in a non-medical facility housed in the same room as a person charged or convicted of a crime. I believe it is better for these detainees that they are housed in their own communities where they would be accessing future mental health support instead of being transferred from one county to another with no consistency of mental health support. Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to speak in opposition? Chairman Madden, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not so much in opposition, but just clarification on line 5, I guess, when you talk about facilities to be housed in the same room as persons charged with penal offenses. What does that mean? If you have a jail and you got a room that's got 4 or 5 cells in it, you can't have them in that same room, or do you really mean cells here? They shouldn't be in the same cells, but I guess I just need some clarification on that, and maybe we could have just well waited to see if it got introduced. But
Representative Crone, 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Another question for the bringer. What about those instances where the person that has been detained pursuant to Title 25 is also being charged with a crime? I know that happens quite a bit. How does this bill deal with those folks? Thank you.
Representative Pelkey, you can have the last 40 seconds.
Thank you. My concern primarily is that the involuntary hospitalization under Title 25 involves a lot more than a room with a locked door on it. There are support services in those other counties, and transportation is expensive, but those services are not available. In the absence of a room in some counties, those services are not available, and those patients need to be transported to a facility that has more than just a locked door.
Representative Summers, 30 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I think most of these counties do have the medical personnel to care for these, but they don't have the facility. As it relates to the other question, I know that's an issue, and I'm willing to work on that in committee to ensure that we understand that part better, because the representative from the northwest part of the state is correct. There is an issue there.
We're voting on introduction of House Bill 78. Two-thirds majority is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart excused. Bird. Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly excused. Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
Yes.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Greer excused. Halverson.
No.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
McKim,
no. Miller,
no.
Moniz excused, Nicholas excused, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson excused, Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave?
No.
Mr. Speaker?
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Esquivel? Aye to no. Lindholm? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 22 aye, 30 no, 8 excused.
House Bill 78 has failed introduction in the House. We're now on that order of business of reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 38, Property Offenses, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Esquivel, Halverson, Croker, Miller, Pelkey, Pinnell, Winters, one no vote, Representative Crone, signed by Representative Miller, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number three, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 2, Electric Vehicle Decal, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representative Blackburn, Dayton, Edwards, Jennings, Kinner, Laux, Madden, Reeder, and Wilson, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 8, Property Assessment Test Rules, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Dayton, Edwards, Jennings, Kinner, Laux, Madden, Reeder, Wilson, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 16, Federal Funds Reduction Contingency Planning, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Dayton, Edwards, Jennings, Kinner, Laux, Reeder, Wilson, one no vote, Representative Madden, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 67, Senior Center Meals Tax Exemption, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Dayton, Edwards, Jennings, Kinner, Laux, Madden, Reeder, and Wilson, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 32, Insurance Regulation Parity, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, Danswanitzer, one excused, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Dan Zwanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 9, Tribal License Plates, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, candidate Eklund. Those who voted no, Representative Lau. Signed by Dave Swanenser, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 66, Retired Firefighters License Plates Renewal, respectfully reports saying back to the House for the recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye. Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, candidate Eklund, Laux, Reeder, Walters, and Dave Swanenser, signed by Representative Dave Swanenser, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 10, Clean Water Revolving Fund Amendments, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gasparic, Larson, Lockhart, Somers, Walters, when excused, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 11, Energy Producing States Coalition Extension, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gasparic, Larson, Lockhart, Somers, Walters, Representative Gay excused, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 28, Cease and Transfer Program Local Government Funding, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Edmonds, Gasparic, Larson, Lockhart, Somers, and Walters, Representative Gay excused, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
Are there any re-referrals? Chairman Swanenser, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, would like to re-refer House Bill number 9 to committee number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, it's so re-referred. Any other re-referrals? Madam Majority Floor Leader, I believe that we're at that order of business of consideration of bills on general file.
We are, Mr. Speaker. I move the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole to consider the following bills. House Bill 13, Public Records, Student Communications. House Bill 41, Omnibus Water Bill, Construction. House Bill 55, Nurse Licensure Compact 1. And House Bill 56, Advanced Practice Nurse Licensure Compact.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Representative Campbell.
The Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 13. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 13 from the Education Committee, an act relating to public records, amending definition to specify student electronic communications are not public records and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Education, to whom is referred House Bill 13, Public Records-Student Communications, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt. Is it Yagi or Yagi this year? Yagi? Or Yugi, I don't know. Yagi, Kinner, Northrup, Paxton, Pieperinen, Summers, and Throne, signed by Representative Northrup, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, to do so with the recommendation that House Bill Number 13 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee amendments. And if you look at your amendments, they say on line 1, line 2, delete the word specify and insert provide. And on page 1, line 3, after records, we inserted as specified. With the explanation of the bill, is the House Minority Leader thrown.
You have heard the motion on the Standing Committee amendment. Are you ready for the question? Oh. Excuse me. Representative Throne.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We probably could vote on the Standing Committee amendment first, if that's more convenient. It's not substantive. You moved it, correct? I'd call for the question on the Standing Committee amendment.
Question having been called, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The Standing Committee amendment has been adopted. We are back on the bill. Representative Throne.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. House Bill 13, members of the 63rd, is a bill that came through our Digital Privacy Task Force and then through your Joint Education Committee number 4. The purpose of the bill is to clarify that student email, and primarily at universities and community colleges, but also if any of your districts provide your students with an email address, that these are not public records unless they're furthering the transaction of public business. So it's really a clarification. At the university, we've discovered that they do treat student email as a public record, and so if they receive a public records request, they will, through their general counsel's office, review private student email to determine whether they have to produce it if, for instance, there was a press request for public records. We had fairly grave concerns about this, as did the students at the university. So we worked on some language. This is a collaborative effort, the language you see in front of you, between members of the press and representatives of the universities and the community colleges. So a lot of thought has gone into this little paragraph, but I would be happy to stand for questions.
Is there any other discussion on the bill? Are you ready for the question? Question being called. All those in favor? Whoops. Okay. Minority Florley. No, wait.
Just me.
Representative Chairman Madden.
I just wondered if there was any discussion in committee about if this has, and I'm talking now primarily about public schools on harassment and stuff like that and tracking down those kind of things. Is privacy going to be a defense against those kind of accusations?
Minor majority floor leader. My represented throne.
That works. Thank you, Madam Chairman. We did have that discussion at least once in our task force meetings, and the districts and the community colleges, they have different tools if that circumstance arises. They have search, you know, they can do a search warrant. They have means of investigating those. And so it would not be a defense.
Chairman Zwanzinger.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I did have a question for the sponsor. Now, does this apply to all emails, no matter which carrier you're on? I assume if the university or the community college has their own email server, that would definitely apply to them. But if they carried another server from another company, or if they were piggybacked on to, say, one of my accounts as a third party, would that allow them to go into all of my emails? And I'm afraid I'm going to have to redo the statement because she's being talked to over there. But I'm sure she'll be able to answer that.
Representative Throne.
Madam Chairman, I believe the question was if the email's on another server?
Madam Chairman, I'm trying not to use proper names, but obviously the university would supply the students with a particular email address. But if you had a universal email address, is it still legal for them to go in and tap into anybody's universal email address if there's one communication based on that address?
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, I assume you mean if somebody has a private email address. This really is to deal with the email that's on the university's server, because they provide the email address, and so then it's on their server. Student email through another service provider is not, you know, currently a public record unless it's sent. Usually the recipient would determine that. If a student at the university emails the president of the university from their private email address, or emails their mayor or their city council person, then that makes it a public record. But that's on the recipient end, not on the university end.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Are you ready for the question? Question being called. All those in favor of Representative Northrup's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 13 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? House Bill 13 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Majority Floor Leader Berger.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to move House Bill 41 down. That bill will need to be re-referred to our Appropriations Committee, but I will not be able to do that until we're out of the Committee of the Whole. Thank you. So the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55, followed by House Bill 56.
The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 55 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to the Nurse Licensure Compact, entering into a compact with other states to allow nurses licensed in one compact state to exercise a multi-state licensure privilege in other states that are party to the compact, approving and specifying terms of the compact, making conforming amendments, and providing for an effective date. Madam Chairman, your Committee Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 55, Nurse Licensure Compact-1, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairperson.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill 55 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. This amendment just removes some redundant language, and I'll turn the explanation. So I call for the question on the Standing Committee Amendment. And
question having been called, all those in favor of the say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The Standing Committee Amendment to number has been adopted. We are back on the bill.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to turn the explanation of the bill over to Representative Kasparek.
Representative Kasparek.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, this is just a little bill, just about 55 pages long, so I didn't get much time to talk on it last time, so I'm kind of excited to read it to you now. House Bill 55, Nurse Licensure Compact, allows an RN or an LPN vocational nurse to hold a multi-state license in their primary state of residency. It's good for nurses. Nurses obtain one multi-state license to practice in a party or member states, and it decreases their costs for having to purchase multiple licenses. It's good for public safety. Nurses are always held to the standard of practice in the state in which they are practicing, and this keeps it that way. It also allows for concerns against nursing practice, a nurse's actions against license, to be investigated and decided in a more expedient way. And it's also whenever a nurse's license is questioned, it will be determined by their home state board. It provides nursing with information for reporting, and it makes it much easier whenever you're dealing with multi-states. And it's good for patients. It will increase access to care for patients in all of the member states. Looking at House Bill 55, Section 1 is a conforming language of the compact, and that goes through page 1 to 50. So we'll just kind of talk through that, and I'll give you the general categories, and if there's questions, I'm sure you'll pose those for me later. Article 1 is the findings and purpose, and it's language that we don't use in our bill, but it's language that's required for the compact confirmation. On page 5, line 5, Article 2 is definitions. These are statements of clarifications for definitions used within the compact, and you'll find those on page 9, line 3. On page 9, we also see Article 3, which is general provisions and jurisdiction, and the important points to list on this are that it sets up the qualifications for licensure, requires federal background checks for each applicant through a defined process. It meets the home state's qualifications for licensure, and it identifies that the applicant must have graduated from an accredited program of nursing. If they've graduated, if they're a foreign nurse coming to our country to practice, they have to meet requirements that are required in every state at this point in time. If the program is not taught in English, then they have to meet requirements for being able to communicate verbally, written, hearing. They also have to pass the national licensing exam for an RN or an LPN VN. They're eligible to hold an active and license without any encumberments on their license, which means that they've had some issue of discipline and are under a program to resolve that. They've not been convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor that's related to nursing procedure, and that they're not enrolled in an alternative program which is monitoring their practice, and they must have a valid Social Security card. All party states are authorized to take action against nurses' multi-state license privilege for practice violations and shall promptly notify the administration of the coordinating licensing system. And then they will then notify the home state for the appropriate action or investigation. A nurse, again, is required to follow the nursing practice laws of the state in which care is provided for a patient. On page 13, line 5, we start Article 4, and this addresses the process for application in a party state and addresses changes of residency. On page 16, there's some additional authority for home states, and they have the power to take any adverse action against a nurse's license pending an investigation and a practice violation. This article also outlines a process for that investigation, which may include subpoenas for hearings and testimony. Any adverse action that would be taken would be based on factual findings of a remote state, whichever state the nurse was practicing in at that time, that is communicated back to the home state. On page 20, Article 6, the Coordinated Licensure Information System and Exchange of Information, and this identifies processes and procedures for submitting a nurse's license information, what can be shared and what can be shared with non-compact states. Moving on to page 23, Article 7, this establishes the Interstate Commission for Nurse Licensure Compact State Administrators, and this allows one person from each member state to have a vote on any actions of this commission. And the executive director of a state board would be the person who would be a member of this commission. On page 37, Article 8, and this goes on through page 42, it defines the rulemaking process that the commission will go through. And on page 47, line 18, is the effective date withdrawal of amendments. This compact goes into effect when no less than 26 states have enacted legislation or by December 31st, 2018. On page 49, line 17, it talks about the construction and severability. Each state has a right to sever its association with the compact for any reasons that they deem necessary. Moving on to page 60, section 2, this is the current statutes that we have in place, and this just adds the language. It conforms it to becoming a nurse licensure compact. And with that, I will stand for any questions.
Is there any further discussion on the bill? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Harvey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill Number 55 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 55 has passed the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 56. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 56 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Compact, entering into a compact with other states to allow advanced practice registered nurses licensed in one compact state to exercise a multi-state licensure privilege in other states that are a party to the compact, approving and specifying terms of the compact, making conforming amendments, and providing for an effective date. Madam Chairman, your Committee, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred House Bill 56, Advanced Practice Nurse Licensure Compact, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye. Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairperson.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Harvey?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill Number 56 do pass and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. This amendment also is just removing excess language, duplicative language. And with that, I call for the question on the Standing Committee Amendment.
We are on the Committee of the Whole Amendment. All those in favor of the Committee of the Whole Amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted.
Madam Chairman, I would like to turn the explanation of the bill over to Representative Kasparik.
Representative Kasparik.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Ditto. House Bill 56 is really a Miro bill. It does have some specific language that delineates the practice of an advanced practice registered nurse. And beyond that, I think that the differences that you will see in the bill, it talks about things that advanced practice nurses do that registered nurses and LPNs, VNs do not do, which involve working with prescriptive authority, working with population focuses, so working with populations of clients such as patients with diabetes, patients with cardiovascular care, those types of populations. The other difference that you will see is in Article 10, the effective date, withdrawal, and amendments. And this comes, this bill, when enacted by a state, comes into limited effect at the time the compact has been enacted into law, when 10 states have enacted it. So that when that happens, the convening commission can adopt rules and regulations based on the operation of the compact and the advanced practice nurses' uniform license requirements. Once adopted, all the remaining provisions of this compact will be in effect. And again, there's some conforming language in our existing statutes that make this all work together with the multi-state compact. So with that, I stand for questions.
Question? If no further discussion on the bill. Okay. Question being called, all those in favor of Chairman Harvey's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 56 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? No. House Bill 56 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Floor Leader Berger.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move that the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
The reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report. Right.
Mr. Speaker, a committee of the whole having had under consideration bills on general file, beg leave to report as follows. House Bill 13, amended, recommended do pass. House Bill 55, amended, recommended do pass. House Bill 56, amended, recommended do pass. Signed by Representative Campbell, Chairperson.
I move the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Congratulations, Representative Campbell. Yay! Referrals. Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to re-refer House Bill 41, the omnibus water bill, to Committee Number 2 Appropriations.
Without objection, so re-referred. Chairman Harvey. No? Any more re-referrals? Committee announcements. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health and Social Services, will meet in 10 minutes in room H37, where we will discuss three bills, House Bill 59, Health Care Statutory Compliance, House Bill 60, State Health Facilities Mission Statutory Compliance, and House Bill 63, Health Care Facility Receivership Act. And we will adjourn at 6 o'clock.
Chairman Zwanis, Sir Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow night, 10 minutes after adjournment, in H37. And we'll be discussing House Bill 49, Abandoned Vehicles, number 2.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. H36, to consider bill, House Bill 36, 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee, Education Number 4, will meet 15 minutes upon adjournment in House 38 to study House Bill 19, Statewide Student Assessment.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee, Number 1, Judiciary, we'll meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room H38 to discuss House Bill 6, Return of Victims' Property, House Bill 14, Asset Forfeiture, House Bill 62, Wyoming Money Transmitter Act. And we will further meet tomorrow upon noon recess in H38 to consider House Bill 40, Operation of Watercraft Under Influence of Alcohol, House Bill 71, Governmental Claims, House Bill 58, Human Trafficking. Thank you.
Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow upon noon recess in H37 to first discuss House Bill 31, the Uniform Securities Act, all 205 pages of it. If time after that, we'll discuss House Bill 53, Special District Task Force, and House Bill 35, Pharmacy Benefit Manager Regulation.
Vice Chairman Kirkbride.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The legislative prayer breakfast will kick off tomorrow morning in room L51 from 6:30 to 7:30. We'll be hearing from Mrs. Gretchen Carlson. A light homemade breakfast will be served for $5. Spouses, staff, and other elected officials are also welcome, so we hope you'll join us.
One more committee announcement from the Chair. Rules Committee Number 12 will meet Thursday, February 11, upon adjournment in Jonah Room L54 to discuss proposed rule changes for the House of Representatives. Representative Blake.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, please proceed.
Just like to remind everybody that Sweetwater County reception tonight at 6 p.m. That's Sweetwater County, City of Green River, City of Rock Springs. And we will have Kronskis, so please attend.
Representative Blackburn.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, please proceed.
Mr. Speaker and body of lady and gentlemen, I just would like you to know that I have a veiled threat today from minor leadership about some equipment that had been broken around their desk, and I want you to be aware to be careful of breaking any leadership's equipment. Thank you.
Representative Blackburn, we'll all pray for your safety. Anything else? Madam Majority Floor Leader, I believe that clears the deck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to give you the list of general file tomorrow. Again, we've began the process of electronically sending out the list to you, but here it goes for February 11th. House Bill 38, House Bill 2, 8, 16, 67, 32, 66, 10, 11, and 28. And depending on activity, if we were to get some other bills through committee, I may add those based on our time frame tomorrow. And so with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, February 11th, 2016.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. We're adjourned until tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m.